Leadership and vision helped transform La Villita in San Antonio from a slum to a showcase for artisans and architecture. It's the city's oldest neighborhood, tucked along the Riverwalk in a one-block square area beneath towering hotels and office buildings. Here, quaint historic structures represent various cultures and architectural styles. Construction includes adobe, stucco, limestone, brick, and wood. La Villita was settled in the late 18th century on the banks of the San Antonio River next to the Alamo. Spanish soldiers stationed there married local Indians and constructed a village of tiny thatched huts. More substantial structures eventually replaced the encampment. Some were built in the palisado style. Cedar poles were tied with rawhide and filled in with plaster chinked with caliche to form walls. An example is the Cyrillus Gysi House, which was moved to La Villita from nearby. Adobe construction is represented by the Cos House, where Mexican forces surrendered to Texans in 1835. German immigrants came to La Villita in the mid-19th century and built limestone homes, businesses, and a Gothic Revival church that's non-denominational. The neighborhood thrived until the early 20th century, when some homes and businesses were converted to rooming houses. La Villita declined, but visionaries saw the value in bringing it back. In 1939, the National Youth Administration and the City of San Antonio, led by Mayor Maury Maverick, began restoring the neighborhood. Architect O'Neill Ford headed the project. He envisioned preserving La Villita's historical integrity while also creating a place where arts and crafts could flourish. Deteriorating buildings were restored, and new ones were built in 19th century styles. Over time, other historic buildings were relocated to the area. Today, cobblestone streets take visitors past shops and open plazas with vine-covered ramadas, shade trees, and bubbling fountains where glass blowers, potters, and other artisans demonstrate their craft.